One of the games we're following tonight here on Road to the Top coverage is Moreland. They're playing Mangum, and at last check, we've got 18-0 a Moreland lead. C.J. Montgomery just couldn't stay away joining us here. C.J., you know, what's going on in that Moreland game?
Unlike Jack Brofield, the Bearcats are in control at Interline Field in Moreland. Sampson with a couple of touchdowns on the ground. Dawson Frazier with a touchdown reception. 11:05 to go before halftime. Moreland comfortably in control, 18-0. Bearcats are looking to advance, most likely against Minko next week.
All right, C.J., appreciate that. And keep us updated on that Moreland game. Looks like Moreland's rolling right now against Mangum there in Moreland. Some other scores for you real quick. We've got Perry Meeker leading Perry 14-7. Buffalo, they're rolling, leading Ryan 32-0. Let's see, well, Winoka, they are up 46-0 with a minute left in the first quarter against Paoli. And Clinton, guys, leading Hera 22-0 in the second.
Also have a score here. It says Oaks Mission has won 2-0 over Deer Creek Lamont, which would, I guess would mean
a forfeit.
So some not enough players maybe. We may have that situation tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised this wouldn't end if they get up, you know, get a couple more touchdowns, if Granfield just wouldn't wave the white flag and say, you know, we've kind of in a bad way and we just need to end this thing.
Yeah, well, you know. I like that they're going out there still trying as hard as they can with whatever they got. I like that they've
got. I mean, you know, you're not giving up when you're putting your, you know, Chloe in at guard. You got somebody else hurt, and you're down to eight players.
Yeah. Also want to mention Boys City up on Thackerville 14-6 after traveling 7 hours to get there.
Holy cow, that's a drive, isn't it?
You don't want to drive all that way and lose. That drive home would be awful. So hopefully the Wildcats can pull that one out.
Almost go through Amarillo, and that's halfway.
Yeah, that was another player injured for the Bearcats. Chloe Burleton was on the ground. They're going to strap on her helmet and get her back in there, as it is a mash unit right now for the Bearcats. So second quarter about to get underway here from the 23-yard line of Grandview, and Sharon Mutual now with the number twos in there. Caden Spray, you can't miss him. He's the tallest guy in the team at quarterback. I formation for the Trojans. There goes a snap to Spray. The give is to the tailback, Blaze Clem, right up the middle. He's dragged down by the ankles and brought down right around the 10-yard line, close to, or right around the 15-yard line. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 14-yard line. So it's about 5 yards away from a first down, third and five upcoming.
That's a good thing. Give some of these second-team players a chance to get in there and show what they can do.
Some young guys, some reps here. 32-0, 11:30 left in the half. I formation for the Trojans. Give again is a fake to get to the tailback. Caden Spray's going to run out of the left on a little bootleg around the outside. He goes to the pylon. Did he get in? Touchdown, Caden Spray, and the Trojans. Number
18, Caden Spray. Pretty good fake there. Kind of made me think that they were running the football, and all of a sudden he pulls it out, and around the end he goes.
It's amazing he can sneak around without anyone seeing him, because he's the tallest guy in the field, but no one seemed to catch him there.
He doesn't look like he's moving very fast because he's got such long stride, but he was getting around that end.
38-0. Now they'll line up for the two-point conversion. Will the Trojans, I formation again, double tights, Spray under center. There goes the snap. The give is to the fullback this time, and he is dragged down. He grabbed by his waist, and he did get in, got in, and crossed the plane. So two-point conversion is good, and we're going to can't quite see who got that. We'll get that for you later. But 40-0, your score, all Sharon Mutual, 11:17 left in the half. Don't go anywhere. Be right back here. Our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Oh, Welcome back, everybody, to Mutual Oklahoma here at Jack Brough Field. All share Mutual Trojans 40-0 over the Grandfield Bobcats with 11 Grandfield Bearcats, sorry, with 11-17 left in the half, and just too many injuries for Grandfield, and they're trying to make a nice stop there in that 2-point conversion. They just look gassed and depleted right now due to Bearcats, and just a tough night. You're losing your offensive leader in the second play of the game, and also losing some guys up front before the game even started, and now you find yourself trailing 40-0. And a long trip home for Grandfield, all the way on the Red River.
Yeah, that's a long way south, about as far south as you can get in Oklahoma.
Yep. And Darden now going to kick off. Souther back to return, and we got Cordell Timms running onto the field here at the last minute. Looked like a late substitution as Chloe Burleson's limping over there on the sideline. So she's going to come off the field, and Timms going to come on it, and here comes the kick from toward Darden. A little line drive right at Souther's numbers. He fields it at the 20. That is his number. He's going to bring it back up to the 30, crosses the 30, and brought down and stuck there by Blaze Clem right at the 32-yard line. First and 10 Trojans. Our first and 10 Bearcats, I'm sorry. Used to Sharon Mutual having the football.
Yeah, it may not be long. This thing's going.
40-0, your score. And again, though, they will move on, barring the craziest ending we've ever seen in a football game, to play Mountain View Godibo next week.
And that will be down at that Mountain View
yep,
Godibo.
That
right?
will be at Mountain View. That's your number
You've probably
two
never been to Godibo,
mistake.
Have you?
I have not. I have not. And the double tights for the Bearcats. I formation. There goes a toss sweep by Ethan Hammer around to Greer. He runs out of room, tries to cut back, and there's just too many Trojans there. And it is there in the backfield, 3-4 yards deep by the time Hammer gets the football. And it is a quick attack up front. Carson Farrell comes down with the tackle that time for Shared Mutual.
Go to Bow and Mountain View, both kind of tucked right in just on the north side of the Wichita Mountains.
Beautiful.
Now, a lot of people might call them big hills, but we call them mountains here in Oklahoma.
It's beautiful down there. If no one's ever been, if I've been and I didn't grow up here, I would imagine a lot more people have been. Double tights again, and I formation. It's time Hammer at quarterback, and he wants to call timeout. Didn't like it as he ran out of time on the play clock. So timeout, Bearcats, as they didn't want to get caught with a penalty there. So with 10-11 left in the half, all Shared Mutual Trojans, 40-0 your score. Back after this, our K101 Road to the Top.
Take a look at scores from across Northwest Oklahoma. Oklahoma Bible leading Hilton. It's 21-6. Winoka looks like they're going to possibly end at halftime. They're leading 52-0 over Paoli. Moreland has increased their lead 24-0 now over Mangum in the second quarter. Buffalo with a 40-0 lead over Ryan there in the second quarter. And Cordell leading Burns Flat Dill City 17-8. In the second quarter. A couple other scores for you. Dibble leading Watonga right now. That score was I lost that score for you. That score was 15-8 there here at Friday Night Quick Scores Road to the Top coverage on K101.
Oh, welcome back, everybody, here at Jack Brough Field. 40-0 your score. Shared Mutual in front of the Grandfield Bearcats. And now Grandfield with a second and long upcoming. Second and 15. I formation again. Hammers your quarterback under center. Fakes the give. Drops back to pass. Rolls to his right. Running out of space. He's just got to get pushed out of bounds. And he's driven out of bounds. May have even lost another yard on that play. We're right at the 19-yard line. Blaze Clem there to push him out of bounds.
Couldn't even really get set to even heave the ball. That's what he'd been doing. But that time, just running for your life.
8-yard loss on the play. Lost 8 yards. And now it's third and a mile. Third and from Grandview at this point. Right now, if you're the Bearcats, you're just trying to get a positive yardage play. You want to leave with a couple
just
plays,
something
good right now.
Because this has been disaster tonight, and you just can't blame them.
Trips receivers out to the left. Now Hammer's in the shotgun. It's third and 21. So how they're marking it. There goes the snap. Ethan Hammer and falls on the ground as a rocket back to him. He just has to fall back on it. And again, it is all going wrong for Granfield. Austin Baird back there to tag him down. So now, and we believe Austin was the one who scored that two-point conversion before the break. We couldn't quite figure out who that was. It's now the twos are in the game for the Trojans. Sometimes hard with the red and the blue numbers to see.
Bring it back, Isaiah. Let's go.
Now we're going to be back to kick. South are going to punt this football. And it is a shank to the right side. Going to go out of bounds right at the 33. And hits Torin Darden there. And that will be Sharon Mutual football and a chance to ice this thing. Isaiah Mitchell back to receive that one deep. And he is not very tall, Isaiah, out there in the field.
He was ready to run that back.
He was 5'6", he's listed as. He's going to stay in that game. As everybody now getting in for the Trojans, getting some minutes here. And, I mean, Sharon Mutual has enough to run two teams out there. And Granfield has nobody on their bench right now. Everybody hurt that's over there. But it is nice to see Quavy Brown standing up there as he looks like he's going to be okay. Now I formation for spray. The give is to the tailback and brought down. Nice tackle that time. Looked like Kinzer on the play.
That Kinzer, he's a player.
The line of scrimmage.
He's a player.
He's really stepped up tonight. He's had to play the center position. Yeah. He's not used to it. He's made some tackles.
He'll hit you.
Now second and nine.
Cotton Kinzer. Well, there's some good names in high school football, isn't there?
They got Ethan Hammer at a quarterback. Yeah. That's a good linebacker name. Now Baird's the fullback.
Aiden Miracle?
Aiden Miracle?
They need one,
receiver.
Right?
That's right. They sure do. Give us to the tailback around the left side. Crosses the 25 to the 24. Blaze Clem on the carry.
Gets across the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Spray, the quarterback, still out there. As the backup, third and short upcoming, third and two with 8:30 left in the half. 40-0, Trojans in front. One more score will ice this game. Baird, your fullback. Blaze Clem, the tailback. Spray under center, double tight formation. Snap to Spray. The give is to Baird right around the right side and grabbed by Kinzer. Blew it up or he was gone.
He was gone and Kinzer.
There was nobody there.
They're having a hard time handling him in there. If he had a little help, he'd be a wrecking crew in there.
It's a good practice because you're going to face a whole line full of good players in Mountain View next week who averages 5.5. They only give up 5.5 points a game. So that defense is no joke. They got a quarterback named Ryan Belcher. That's a pretty good one out there, and that's going to be a tough test next week for these Trojans. And now I formation. The give is to Clem as the tailback. He tries to cut it back to the middle of the field. He's grabbed by the shoulder pad. He's going to pick up about 6-7 yards on that play. But stops short of the end zone, which would end the game. He's going to be tackled at the 10-yard line. They're saying they're giving him 9 on that play. He's just shy of the first down. So now double tight formation. Again, Baird at fullback, Clem at tailback, Spray under center. Snap to Spray. They give it to Baird. The fullback takes to the middle of the field. Safety tries to grab him. He gets the first down. He's at the goal line. Did he get in?
I think he's going to be
just short for Austin Baird. He's already got a two-point conversion in this game, and now we're about 1 yard away from the end of this football game, and Sharon Mutual is going to pick up the first playoff win for these seniors.
1 yard away. See if Baird gets the ball. See if he gets the touchdown this time.
Same formation. They've run it down the field to get here. They give this time to Blaze Clem, and he walks in for the touchdown. Blaze Clem. So there you have it. Blaze Clem ices this football game with a 1 yard touchdown run. And the Sharon Mutual Trojans had an easy one tonight and just a nightmare scenario for the Granfield Bearcats. 46-0, your score. And now the give is to Baird, the fullback, and he gets a two-point conversion. 48-0, the score here, but we got a flag down. on, they're just going to say, that's it, I believe. Or it looks like they're going over to talk to Sharon Mutual here. After the play. Oh, I see. Flag in the field. Personal foul on Granfield. So I'm guessing they're just going to wave that off.
Unsportsmanlike.
Take the flag here.
Personal foul.
Personal foul.
65 for Bearcats.
So fouls on Kinzer. Yeah, it's going to be assessed on the kickoff here. So
thought maybe
it's all over but the clock now.
Yeah, I thought maybe Granfield might just kind of wave the flag. But it looks like they're going to try to get the ball and keep playing.
Yeah, you got to play it out. You might as well, you know, just you came all this way. You want to finish the game.
Finish the game. Yeah. 6:35 left and
48-0. Now the score. Game all Trojans.
You know, I think
jump.
If you're Coach Marlette, you hate to see this because I think you wanted, you know, you wanted to win and you wanted to win handily, but I think you wanted maybe one more opponent to be able to really run some plays, check yourself out, you know, have a little resistance, and they just get any resistance tonight.
Yeah.
And really, you know, it's not much better than tonight. Wasn't much better than a practice. Really, maybe not as good as a practice.
Yeah.
That Sharon Mutual might have had.
Yeah, you really want to get some work in, and you haven't really been able to try much, especially leading up to next week, which is going to be a really
Go
tough game.
Torrent
Dart line drive. It goes off the hands of a Bearcat who has to just fall on it, and it was kind of angled to the left, headed out of bounds when it went off the hands of Granfield, but they recovered, picked up the football. That was Aiden Miracle who tried to come down with that football.
I tell you what, those line drive kickoffs, they are tough because they come at you so fast that it's hard to grab it. It's hard to see it.
At their own 23-yard line.
Saw that last week where we saw one off a foot.
Oh, yeah. It's the kickers and eight-man have become so adept at just picking out a person and trying to drill it at them.
How much noise did Laverne Tigers make last week with that?
Yeah,
with
there is
win.
A lot. That was a big win for Laverne. They actually may have got the worst draw, though, as the one seed. It's interesting if you take a look at that B bracket, as now we get a toss to Greer in the back, and he is just swarmed by every Trojan on the field. Another big loss for the Bearcats.
You see that sometimes. You see where sometimes the second seed gets the – you know, the better draw just by how it kind of the different districts and how that falls.
Yeah, they are looking at they have Davenport in the bottom of their bracket. So Laverne might have to play Davenport to get out, whereas Shattuck, they do have Regent Prep, who they beat in the state title game a year ago, but not the same Regent
not
Prep.
Not the
team.
Same Regent. I would think Davenport would be probably the tougher opponent this year.
Yeah, and there's some word that Samuel Long is going to play. So they're going to have a couple weeks before they get an opponent that's going to test them for him to try to play on that knee, and that will be a big addition to that Shattuck football team. Double tight formation now, I formation once again for the Bearcats. Second and a mile, second and 15. They get a little toss out. They're going to try to do a halfback pass. They throw it out, and they found Miracle. Couldn't quite find him. He's upset with himself as he was open. Couldn't quite come down
good
with
play.
The football game
good
going out of bounds.
Play. You know, you're talking about Samuel Long. He would bring a lot to the table from the standpoint that he, you know, the passing game, you know, that's what we talked about last week of how, you know, the passing game was really hurting. And, you know, Samuel Long, if he could get healthy and step back in, then, boy, all of a sudden you have a passing game again.
Boys City now up 26-6 on Thackerville, so glad they made the trip. Maysville up on Corn Bible, 30-8. Tyrone, 41-0. That's all but over in Temple. Sasakwa big on Welch, 26-0. These are their Class C games. Buffalo, 46-0 over Ryan. No shocker there. Trips receivers out to the left. Hammer comes up throwing. Little wide receiver screen to Miracle, and he can't hang on again. And it goes through his hands and out of bounds. It's now just the body language of the Bearcats.
Yeah, they're ready to get
on the
bus.
They look disengaged. Is that was a pretty nice-looking play if they could have completed it. He had a
couple
open
of little,
space.
A couple of little good plays there that could have worked, just didn't quite execute.
48-0 Trojans. Now one receiver wide each side. Miracle to the near side. Hammer. Oh, no, they're punting the football. I'm sorry. It's fourth down. Now is a punt. Pop-up punt.
Yep.
Down just crosses the 30-yard line.
We've talked about that. How many times maybe you know, in that lineman or in that, you know, player you lost is your punter or maybe your kicker and it shows up and you just can't really even execute the punt very well.
Yeah, that was a punt out to the 31. And now Sharon Mutual takes over short field from the 31-yard line with a 48-point lead and 5:10 to go in this quarter. And both.
What are Buffalo's chances this year?
They're about as good as anybody else's in the state.
It's wide open, isn't it?
There is about five or six Class C teams that think they can win the whole thing. Well, there's a lot more than that think they can win it, but there's five or six that are the powerhouses, I would say. And now Blaze Clem brought down as tailback, picking up 3 or 4 yards. But I would say, talking to the Trojans on the field, they think they can beat Godey, but they're not going down there thinking they can't win that football game. They think they play in a weaker division, and after the schedule that the Trojans have played, they're like, they're not going to show us anything we haven't seen before.
That's right. And they're not going to be intimidated going to Godey Bowl, because when you have to play the schedule Sharon Mutual has to play, you've seen it all.
Second and 7, I formation now, Spray under center. Got Baird at the fullback. The give is to Clem around the right side. He bounces off a couple Bearcats, picks up about 15 yards, first down, 12 yards, and picks up the first down for the Trojans. Austin Baird, that time, he had his fullback was 5'6", Isaiah Mitchell. And now first and 10. The ball going to be placed at the 18, the 14-yard line.
I still like Winoka. You know, they had the 4 turnovers when we covered them and in that loss, but they're not going to do that every game.
No, they're not going to do that. And the double tights now for Spray. They give now inside to Mitchell around the right. He's got a big hole as the offensive line puts all the balls on the ground, and they had to fall back down on it. I think Sharon Mutual fell on it. Ball gets knocked out of Mitchell's hands, and I don't know, no signal now for the refs. As he dove towards the end zone,
Mitchell was rumbling.
He had a big hole as they pushed his way all the way down in there.
It's like,
and
it's
they're
a
saying it's recovered by the Bearcats. Touchback for a Granfield. Mitchell that close to scoring and just gets the ball stripped. He was about a yard out.
Yeah, he was rumbling down to the goal line.
And he had, I mean, the lineman paving his way down there. So now the touchback going to bring the ball back out for the Bearcats to the 20-yard line, but they trail 48-0 with 3:37 to go. And the crowd here wanted to see Mitchell get that in.
They were wanting that. They were wanting Isaiah to get it into the end zone. I think it would have had a big cheer.
Now the ball at the 20 for Granfield, and they got more people limping over there. As it is now, Burleson's back in the game. Somebody's cramping up on the sideline. Looks like it might be Miracle. And Burleson now as a wide receiver in tight. Two receivers out to give us to the tail back up, and he's swarmed and brought down at the 20. Pickup of maybe a yard. Baird in on that tackle. And looks like also Marcus Cook was in there as well. Still getting some reps.
You're talking about this playoff. You know, I almost think Laverne might be the team to beat now. I think they may have established that in that game. I mean, they looked awful strong.
Yeah, they made a statement there.
They really did. They made a statement.
I don't know. I don't think they got their credit in the rankings from other people around the state that didn't watch that football game. And Shattuck's going to want another shot at him. So
there's no doubt Shattuck, and that's going to be. What a finals game that would be! Price of a ticket?
It felt like one the other night, and you know that could be another one down the road that we see. You mentioned Winoka, and Winoka's going to come in upset. They feel like they got hosed on that seeding deal when Tyrone didn't play that football game.
Right.
And that's a Tyrone team that the word on the street is that Roberto Hernandez is out for the season.
Oh, really?
A broken hand.
If
that's true, Tyrone's probably knocked out of that conversation of title contenders.
And you also want to know about his basketball season. You know,
That is the big question. Hopefully he had enough time to heal up. But we're already into basketball. There goes a snap to Hammer. He gets a give around the side to Greer. Takes away on the sweep to the left. He runs out of room, tries to cut it back. And Sharon Mutual there to meet him. A bunch of Trojans that time. Going to meet the Bearcats for a loss. Scotty Greer on the carry. Looks like King Twight toes on the bottom of that pile. Defense was there.
Down under 2 minutes now in this game, 48-0. So just running out the clock. And
fourth and three. Blaze Clem, I think, at the bottom of that. So 48-0, the minute 44 left. Back quickly is Mitchell for the punt. Oh, Blatt snapped to Souther. He's got to have to get rid of it. He's going to pick it up and just try to run, and he's brought down just over the 8-yard or just around the 7-yard line. And now in the red zone, Sharon Mutual going to be set up with a minute 33 left, and we'll see if they try to get the ball to Isaiah Mitchell again here.
I see that, or else maybe just take a knee and end it and go home. You know, it's 48-0, and I know these young guys want to score. You know that, but – at the same time, maybe you just take a knee here. And
now Spray going to take the play in. Ball spotted at the 8. So first and goal from the 8-yard line.
Come on, Isaiah.
I formation. It is Mitchell. It is Baird as the tailback. Mitchell is the fullback, and they do give it to Isaiah Mitchell. He's going to take it up inside. He's dragged down by Timms. A flag's on the play. Just as Mitchell tried to get in, and they just can't get him in the end zone.
They cannot
get
Isaiah in there. They're trying everything. And see what we got, a hold?
It is a hold. It's going to move it back.
Yeah.
And you got to figure the linemen are upset about that because they really want to see him get it score in there.
Well, I tell you what, sometimes the officials, too, look at that and say, no. Yeah. Minute and a half left. No,
We're not letting you run the score up tonight. 48-0. Sharon Mutual. They've led from the jump. And really, the second play in the minute Quavy Brown got injured, this game was all but over for the Bearcats.
It was probably going to be over anyway. Yeah. But Brown did have a little excitement. You got to think that maybe he would have broke one or two and
kept it close.
Kept it going a little longer.
At least for the first quarter. I mean, they just also up front, all the injuries up front to the Bearcats really gotten killed. This time Spray is going to take a knee with a minute 3 left. So that's going to do it for this one. It will end 48-0. We're going to go on the field, see if we can grab some of these seniors from the Sharon Mutual team. This game meant a lot. This game meant a lot to those guys
tonight.
And they didn't care who they were playing tonight. They wanted to come away with
that. But start out 0-5 and to fight back and get 4-game win. Now 5-game winning streak for these Sharon Mutual. That's hanging in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back here. Sharon Mutual would have come away with this win. 48-0 your score. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
Some other finals into the 101 Center already this evening here. Road to the Top coverage. Buffalo beating Ryan 46-0. Tyrone beat Temple tonight 47-0. And in the Texas Panhandle, Follett coming away with the win 48-0. Follett beating Will Dorado. Some other scores for you from across northwest Oklahoma, tri-state area, as we continue our Road to the Top coverage. Chandler leading Alva 35-6. O'Keen has a 6-point lead over Canton 6-0 with 8 minutes left in the second quarter. Moreland continuing to extend their lead over Mangum. Second quarter score, Moreland 36, Mangum 0. Union, they are not having any trouble with Enid tonight. 4 minutes left in the second quarter, 48-0. Union with the lead. Turpin halftime lead over Wacomas 30-8. It's Watonga, or rather Dibble, leading Watonga 22-8 in the second quarter. Oklahoma Bible Academy over Healdton in the second quarter 37-6. Boone Apache leading Fairview right now 12-8. Boone Apache over Fairview, 1 minute left in the second quarter. Cashin leading Winniewood 49-0 in the second quarter. Winoka looks like they're on their way to a win with about 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Winoka leading Paoli 58-6. Also in the second quarter, Clinton 35-point lead over Hera 35-0. Ardmore leading Woodward, a game you can hear right now on News Talk Sports Z92. 6 minutes left in the second quarter, Ardmore leading 7-0. Boys City over Thackerville in the second quarter 32-6. It's Balco Forgan leading Kremlin Hillsdale 36-6. Also, just about halftime, about a minute left in the second quarter. At halftime, Meeker leading Perry 14-7. Also at halftime, Ada leading Elk City 33-0. Let's see, Geary leading Fox. Last report we had 14-6. Geary with the lead over Fox. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. These scores also, let's see, we got Hobart leading Sayre 27-0. Cordell over Burns Flat, Dill City there in the second quarter. Cordell leading 17-8. Last report we had, now we haven't had this updated in a while, but last report, Sealing was leading Pond Creek Hunter 8-6. That was a first quarter score. And Kingfisher leading Dixon in the second quarter. Kingfisher 42, Dixon nothing. It's Road to the Top coverage here on K101. This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
You go where the herd goes. Now get there for less with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. A gas-powered engine delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour. Best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save $2,200 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Myth. All cell phone providers have the same coverage. Fact. Cell phone carriers are not created equal. Most carriers put their focus on national and metro areas, while employees at Pioneer Cellular put their focus on you. At Pioneer, we have over 400 cell phone towers that are located where you need them most. You are covered, and that is the truth. Call us today at 1-800-641-2732 or visit gopioneer.com to learn more about our coverage.
And we're back here, and we've got Trent on the field. He's trying to wait on the players to break their huddle, and he's going to get some players to talk to.
We're going to get some seniors here. Actually, Connor, you can come over here, too. We're going to get both of you guys here. Guys, senior year, last game on this field, you get a win. How's that feel?
It's amazing.
It's amazing, man.
It's just such a great opportunity to come out and play this great game of football, man. I give Jesus all the glory, man. It's God-given.
I mean, obviously they lost some sides up front. They got hurt, but you guys got to come in, push them around a little bit. Do you feel like you at least got some work in, got a little better heading into next week?
Oh, definitely, yes.
For sure, man. We got to build up. We got to keep building up. Next week's a big task. We're gonna go in next week, next practice. We're going to work harder.
Now, Connor, you had a play in that game. Your brother scored a 61-yard touchdown. They called it back, and then they gave it to you, and you did the same thing. Yeah. Are you going to rib him about that on the ride home?
Well, it's funny, me and Brado are not brothers. Oh. We're actually, yeah, he probably will get on to me a little bit at film this week.
Cousins? Is that what?
No, actually, his dad.
You're not related at all?
Not at all.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's great. What are the odds? All right, no. You guys aren't related, are you?
No. Brothers from different mothers, though.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, next week you got Mountain View Goaty Bowl. How you guys feeling about that one?
It's definitely going to be
a big task. They're good. They're really good.
This is the game where all our practices through last 11 weeks is going to come in hand. This is where it's all going to.
Now, you haven't been throwing the ball much a little bit. You feel like you're going to break some of that out a little bit? Just you saving that in your pocket for the next game?
I mean, I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I mean, whatever coaches have in store, but, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. Well, congratulations, guys. First playoff win on this field. It's got to be a great feeling. Good luck to you next week moving forward.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Sir.
There you go. Austin Miller, Connor Thompson. Had no idea that they were not brothers till just now. That's fantastic. But everybody's a brother in the field tonight. What a great win for these seniors. They're going to go away and know what it feels like to have a playoff win as they headed to Mountain View Goaty Bowl next week. Big task next week, but they can celebrate tonight here in Mutual. The Trojans win this one 48-0. We're going to take a break, be right back to recap this one for you. It's our Road to the Top on K101.
Once again, get you updated on some scores here across Northwest Oklahoma, tri-state area. Some finals again into the 101 Center. Buffalo beating Ryan tonight, 46-0. It was Tyrone over Temple, 47-0. And so far, we've got one final out of Texas. Follett beating Wildorado, 48-0. Moreland there in the second quarter. Now they're leading 38-0. Balco, Kremlin, Hillsdale, they've moved to halftime with Balco Forgan leading 36-6. Cashin leading Winniewood 56-0 in the second quarter. Gary Fox. That game has moved to halftime. Gary leading by 6, 20-14. Sealing, Pond Creek Hunter, they've now moved to halftime. That two-point lead for Sealing. Sealing leading 8-6 at halftime over Pond Creek Hunter. Chandler, Alva, that's also moved to halftime with a 35-6 lead for Chandler. Let's see, some other scores for you. O'Keen leading Canton 6-0, and Union leading Enid 48-0. That's a second quarter score. Turpin at halftime leading Wacomas 30-8. Dibble leading Watonga 22-8 in the second quarter. Oklahoma Bible Academy leading Healton 37-6. And as we mentioned earlier, Boone Apache right now leading Fairview 12-8. That is a second quarter score with about a minute left. It's Road to the Top coverage here on K101.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $400 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Buddy, welcome back to Jack Brofield. This one is in the books, 48-0 in our fastest game of the year so far, Chris.
Ooh, that didn't last long. You could tell from the get-go, and really even before the game started, you could look at the injury, the loss of players on Granville, and they just really came in way underpowered in this game.
Yeah.
Just had really no chance. And Sharon Mutual, they've improved enough. They don't need much help. And when you come in limping like Granville, it's just going to be a long night.
Especially with them coming in and not really taking anything for granted. They wanted to win tonight so bad that they really pulled it out there. This is how it happened. 26-yard run by Lane Spencer, followed by a two-point conversion and a little play that Mountain View Godibeau might want to look at. They ran a reverse pass from Caden Spray, who's their backup quarterback, to Tabor Marlatt, made it 8-0. Then a 21-yard run by Marlatt, followed by a two-point conversion, make it 16-0. A 62-yard run by Connor Thompson. We talked to him a little bit about that, where they had a 62-yard run called back by one Thompson, and then the next Thompson runs it in for 62 yards.
Being related.
In a town, two towns
that's
his
impossible.
Size, at least cousins. I was just shocked by that. 20, and they've always referred to him as Bredo, so I just assumed that was the little brother's name. I'm very surprised. 21-yard run by Tabor Marlatt after that. Then a 2-yard run for Braden Thompson. 14-yard run by Caden Spray, who was in the game. Then a 2-point conversion by Austin Baird. Then a 1-yard plunge by Blaze Clem. And a 2-point conversion by Baird again to make it 48-0. And Isaiah Mitchell just coming up shy there at the end.
He almost got down to the 1-yard line.
Yeah, he gave it the old college try. They tried to get him in there. But elsewhere, as we kind of look around, 48-0, your score here. Again, they will move on to play the second-ranked team in the state, Mountain View Godibeau. And then Medford moved on a little earlier. That game was yesterday. So they move on in their bracket. And then we've got some blowouts around Class C. It's really first round of Class C has been pretty much what we thought it was. Sasakwa up 26-0 on Welch. Maud up on Copan. As the winner of that game, going to get Medford. Mods up 30-0, so it looks like they're going to play the Cardinals next week. Elsewhere in that bracket, Midway got the bye. Wesleyan Christian and Bowlegs right now, 24-14. Wesleyan Christian up on that. Winner of that gets Midway. Midway's coach, by the way, do you know his name?
No, I don't.
Troy Bullard.
Troy Bullard.
This is another Troy Bullard. Yeah. Undefeated in Midway. Different guy. What are the odds of that? Temple and Tyrone. Tyrone, we mentioned that injury to Hernandez. Just a crusher for the Bobcats. But they're still up 47-0 on Temple. Not much resistance there. Geary and Fox. As a Geary, who's got a couple wins this year. Right now up 20-14 on Fox. A little bit of a surprise
there. Yeah, that
there.
Is.
And we talk about how tough this district was. Geary getting blown out in a lot of games, and this district gets outside of it. They're up 20-14, are the Bison there. Elsewhere, Timberlake, obviously they got the bye. Oaks Mission gets by in a forfeit by Deer Creek Lamont as their season ends. Not sure what happened there. Maybe just not enough players. Maysville and Corn Bible. Maysville moves on. We mentioned how tough Winoka's road is. They would play Maysville. Is Winoka more than likely going to play Maysville? 38-8, Maysville leads Corn Bible. And Maysville, a playoff team from a year ago, that's a well-coached football team. That is not an easy second-round game for Winoka, but so they've got their work cut out for them. If they win that one, then they'd get Timberlake. So the Railroaders, not a great draw, but they're good enough to get through there, if anybody is, as they beat Paoli 58-6 tonight. Blue Jacket moves on. They play the Sasakwa Welch winner. Sasakwa up 26-0. That's more than likely going to be the Vikings there. Boys City, we mentioned, leads Thackerville currently 32-12 at the half. They may want to just stay down there after tonight. And then Buffalo, of course, up big on Ryan. You could have 12 Ryans. They're not stopping the Bison tonight. That was a that team is a team on a mission with all those seniors on that Bison team. Mentioned elsewhere, B. O'Keen up 14-0 on Canton. If O'Keen wins that game, their prize, they get to play the Shattuck Indians next week. Coming off a loss to Laverne. The Whippets going to have their work cut out for them in a week. That's going to be a tough one there. As Garber up big on Foyle as well. Balco Forgan up 36-6. Nice season by the Bulls this year.
Yeah, it really is out there.
They're going to get I think if they win, though, I can't quite remember who they play, but they've got another one.
Yeah, usually you do.
Yeah. They move on and play. Let's see if we can bring it up here. Ah, yes, they get Cherokee. So they get the Cherokee Chiefs.
You know, it's interesting here as we're sitting here as it's getting cold outside, you know, and everything.
Yeah, it's chilly out there.
These seniors aren't leaving the field.
No.
They're taking pictures, and they are basking in this playoff win.
This, and let's not forget the Bearcats as well, and that this is one of those special moments that you never want to leave for as a high school football player, because even as a kid, we both played high school football, and even as at a young age, you realize this is it.
Yep.
And it's kind of bittersweet. Usually in your young life, you kind of don't look back on things with that kind of reverence, but this was one of those ones where you kind of take it all in. Wacomas and Turpin, that was an interesting game, as Turpin would move on to play Ringwood. And let's see what the score is of that one there. And so far I got nothing on here, so they might play tomorrow. Oh, there it is. Turpin's up 30-8. And Sealing now taking the lead on Pond Creek Hunter, 8-6.
Well, Pond Creek Hunter just had a tough year, didn't
they? Yeah, moved up to Class B. I think they had some injuries as well, but Sealing still fighting. You got to like the fight in the Wildcats there, making that a football game. Now, the winner of that one gets the Laverne Tigers.
And that's not a good assignment to have right there.
That's not one you want to be injured for, because I guarantee Gabe Lovell is going to injure you coming out of that football game. So that's as we take a look around the Class B scores, and we mentioned CJ, who's out in Moreland, who's up big. Moreland going to more than likely move on and play Minko. That should be a good one next week, as Minko's ranked, but I think the Moreland Bearcats might be the most underrated team in Class A.
The key for Moreland is if they can run the football, they just cause you all kinds of havoc in there, and they can grind it out, and they can make a 7-point lead feel like you're 3 touchdowns down.
Yeah, if you don't get up on them early, you could be in for a long night. And that's what Minko is going to have to deal with, the ninth-ranked team in the state right now, Minko. They're up 20-0 on Merritt. And we mentioned Moreland, who's currently up pretty big, if I can figure out what exactly the score is there. We'll find it and get back to it later. So Hobart up big on Sayre, 34-0. Eagles season going to end. 38-0, Moreland up. That game at the half is almost over. Dibble up on Watonga, 22-16. Tight one there. Cashin blows out winless Winniewood, and just a tough draw for the Savages, getting Cashin in the first round.
Who wants Cashin?
Yeah. Fairview hanging tough with Boone Apache. This is a game on our morning show. I said, watch out for the Yellow Jackets in this game. I don't think Boone Apache knows how good Fairview is with 3 wins. That's a 12-8 score right now. Boone Apache coming in 5-3. Fairview coming in 3-7. With that game's got upset possible Now, Fairview has had some problems scoring this season.
That's been their real – you know, they've played pretty good defense, and it's just been being consistent enough throwing the football to be able to move the ball. Just got a text from CJ, and he says that Dawson Frazier has four touchdown receptions in the first half for the Moreland
Bearclats. Somebody's feeling healthy.
And he, you know, he had that injury, and it looked like, boy, season's over, and all of a sudden it wasn't as bad as they thought, could play, and, boy, Dawson's making the best of it. And that was, you know, that – Bearcat team, like we said, don't look past them.
And how many times have we seen that? We may see it with Samuel Long and Shattuck. Guys, yes. You think your season's over. You get another crack at it, and you come back with some kind of renewed fire in the belly. And that's what's going on with Dawson right now. Is he thought he might not play another football game again, and now he's going to be out there for Moreland tearing it up on the field. So we're going to be interesting next week. We're going to move forward from tonight, and obviously the first round playing – our first play-in round ever.
Yes.
Didn't really know what to expect tonight, and tonight we got a blowout here in Sharon Mutual, and just unfortunate for the Grandfield Bearcats as there's just too many injuries this evening going into the game and during the game and hopefully not after the game. So hopefully they have a safe trip back. We want to thank some sponsors before we get out of here. Arnett, New Holland, and Kubota, Pioneer Cellular, Moore's Roofing, and Bank 7. Also want to thank everybody back at the studio. CJ Montgomery still working out there in Moreland as he's still got his microphone calling in some scores. Also Jeff Hickman and Matt Storm are stepping in during quick scores all year long, helping us out, as well as Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez back in the studio, Tyler Riggs and Brock Campbell, who are out in Ardmore somewhere, all the way out in Ardmore calling a game. So thanks to those guys. And big thank you to Sean Kelly back in the studio running the board. Could not do it without Sean Kelly. Is going to be giving you scores and music, taking you into your evening. So
yeah,
I hope you
guys, you guys got a half a night, so I guess we only get pay you half the pay. Is that how that works?
I thought
half
I was
the game, half the pay, right?
If you chalk my salary up to hourly, I'm working for free right now. That's so. And gladly working for free. We love this stuff out here. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Again, your score here from Jack Brofield, Sharon Mutual Trojans 48, Grandfield Bearcats nothing. And thanks so much for tuning in. Be safe going home, everybody. Have a great night.